I feel like we all, especially in business, we do things to just survive. And I feel like we all have this feeling that we're called to something greater, but we don't know how to actually tap into that because we get faced with these really difficult and hard decisions. And we take those decisions seriously, but we give into the things that maybe we shouldn't give into because it could bring us the comfort and the ease in our life right then and there.
Real business owner.
Whatever your situation is currently is not your forever situation.
That's really what real business owners is, man. Like, we don't care where you come from. Yeah. Where are you going?
Our goal and our job is to reduce the mistakes that you have to make or the money that you have to lose.
You want to be an entrepreneur, you want to be successful, don't give up.
You learn, adjust, and continue to move forward.
What's up, real business owners? Welcome back to another episode of the Real Business Owners Podcast. And today, you guys got me solo. I've been gone a lot. You know, we've been. I took some time in California, had a couple in the pipe, and then you guys know we had our event and stuff. And then, unfortunately, just recently, also lost my old man, and so I've been spending a lot of time, you know, dealing with that as well, and we'll talk a little bit about that today, but anyway, you guys have seen Trevor's mug on there a lot lately, and it's kind of nice to be back in the seat and be bringing you guys a solo, but hey, you know, the event, the Real Business Owners event, it went off with, like, a hit. What was the saying? You know, without a hitch, went off without a hitch. But, you know, there's always a little hitch here and there when you have events. But our team did amazing, right? Like, everything that, you know, like little mic issues, things like that, like, you know, they're all over them. But it was pre-planned. It was well executed. And if you weren't there, I mean, I'm going to be honest with you, you missed out. And so as we get ready to plan another one next year, you guys will definitely have to be there. But, man, you know, there were some common things talked about in the event, and that's what I want to talk to you guys a little bit about today. And I got the honor of talking about that a little bit at the event as well. I got to kick off day two with a lot of the speakers that we lined up, and you know, it was kind of interesting because I didn't know what all the speakers were going to talk about, you know, on day two. I didn't know that, and I decided I was going to kick off the day. I thought about what I wanted to talk about and what I liked about all the speakers, because the speakers that we brought to our event to speak to the community was, you know, really good friends of mine. Some of them we do tremendous amount of business with. Some of them we're just starting to do business with, but all of them we do business with in some capacity and literally, you know, do tens of millions of dollars in revenue with these guys. And so they know what they're doing. You know, some of them have, you know, 5, 10 on up to $50 million a year companies. And so, like I said, I didn't know what they were going to talk about, but I wanted to highlight some of the things that they have done and what they've inspired me to do. And then it turned into kind of a real common message that day. But I decided to come out and start off with a song. And I decided to sing that song, not sing it, me personally, but I decided to have that. I did kind of mouth the words a little bit. Nick, did you notice that? I was like singing along with it a little bit. You know, I'm sitting there like, it's a damn shame what the world's gotten to for people like me, for people like you. I'm sure you guys have heard that song blowing up recently by Oliver Anthony. I decided to start it with that song because, man, that was an inspiring thing, right? Like, those words that that guy sang were, one, they're incredible because it kind of hits on it for everybody. I mean, obviously people in poverty, people in the middle class, but even people in the upper class as well. Like, we all have our struggles, and the system that we accept is just not okay. But after the song played, you know, everyone obviously raised their hands about, like, yeah, man, that was a cool song. They had all heard it. It's been like the most viral song. It hit number one on iTunes. And it all happened from this guy that's like a nobody, right? Like, he's been doing music for a while. He's been playing for the local get-ups. He's been, you know, just putting his music out. And the dude hits like rock bottom, okay? And he ends up having a prayer, an authentic one, an intentional one, connected to God. And he's like, hey, you know, I need some help. I've got to put my life together. God, if you'll help me put my life together, like, I'm gonna give myself to you. I'm gonna give myself to Christ, right? And a month later, he sings this song in his backyard, and it completely blows up. It goes viral. And so, although everyone loved the song, and all even though, like, it speaks to everybody, right? Like, the most inspiring part of it is that, man. I mean, this guy literally speaks truth, okay, in his words. He gets intentional, connects to God. He goes viral. But the most inspiring part is what comes up next, right? Where this thing's massive, right? And everyone's throwing tons of money at this guy. This guy is literally getting thrown hundreds of thousands of dollars to buy his song, to sign him as an artist. And the guy's like, no, 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 right? Then he gets an offer for $8 million, right? Joe Rogan's talking about him. Joe Rogan's talking about the same thing I'm talking about here. He's turning down an $8 million contract, right? And it's like, why, man? Like, why would anybody turn down an $8 million contract that's completely broke? They're trying to turn their life around. Like, money is this tool that we all, you know, are out there working our lives away for, and it can make a change in people's life. It can create a lot of freedom, right? But I decided to hit on that a little bit and make that kind of the opening thing that I wanted to talk about, because he did turn it down. And I mean, here this guy has a song out there that's speaking to all Americans about how, you know, we shouldn't be, you know, okay with what we are okay with. And so he's leading by example by saying, hey, I'm not okay with these things. And so I'm not going to get bought. I'm not going to get swayed. Like, my purpose is to sing and put together my words for America, for, you know, for people to hear the truth. Right. And so if he just allowed himself to get bought and swayed from his mission, his purpose of singing words to the people that matter to him, like, it's not okay for him. Right. Like, he decided, I'm not going to do that. And so, you know, here's the deal. Why was that decision so easy for him versus most people? I would say 99.9% of people would have been like, hell yeah, give me that $8 million, right? And we could always justify it, right? We could always be like, you know, I can do a lot of good with that $8 million, but it just wasn't in his cards. He knows the money will show up, okay? And that's what we talked a lot about, is like, the money will show up when we are authentically purpose-driven for what the purpose that we choose to take on in life. And that's a lesson for all of us, even in business, right? Like, it's so much easier to say no to things or to make those really difficult decisions when they're purpose driven. And I just felt like Oliver Anthony, like, his whole story now of like the last couple months of this guy blowing up and turning down millions of dollars is a true example of that. And I really wanted to talk about that at the event, because I feel like we all, especially in business, we do things to just survive. And I feel like we all have this feeling that we're called to something greater, but we don't know how to actually tap into that, because we get faced with these really difficult and hard decisions. And we take those decisions seriously, but we give into the things that maybe we shouldn't give into, because it could bring us the comfort and the ease in our life right then and there. But if we can create and choose a purpose that we're really all in on, and we're authentically intentional about what it is we're trying to accomplish, you know, sometimes we make those sacrifices and the greater gain financially and things like that, it will show up, right? So here's the common things that I've seen with the speakers that spoke. And we had amazing speaker lineup. We had my great friend Jeff Lerner, and then we had Michael Burnoff, and then we have Ryan Stuman, and then we had Garrett Gunderson. And you know, there's some commonalities that I really wanted to highlight for these guys before they came on stage. And lo and behold, they talked a lot about that as well. Being purpose-driven was like their main thing, right? Like, all of these guys have massive amounts of wealth now, but they chose a purpose. See, we all live in this world where we're like, I'm trying to find my purpose, right? We get to this point in life or this phase in life, we decide to take on entrepreneurship, we do these things, and we think that we're going to go like find our purpose, or our purpose is going to find us. And it really doesn't work out like that. Like, we actually choose our purpose, but we need to be intentional about the purpose that we do choose, right? Like it has to be something that lights you up. It has to be something that's meaningful, something that actually really does make a change in the world, something that really is from a giver's heart. And those are all the things that we hit on. But the commonalities that I notice in all of these men that came and spoke with our community is that they are purpose-driven, but they're also leaders. Okay. They're putting themselves in those rooms as well. They're giving themselves, they all have coaches, they all have mentors, they're constantly students of the game. They're all amazing leaders themselves, right? But they do that, and this is where it gets really important, and I really wanted to bring that home for our people in the room that day, is they're also amazing community builders, okay? So all of them have, like, taken on this purpose, you know? They're all working on their leadership. They all are examples of humility and being coachable and putting themselves in rooms and getting mentors and all those great things. But it's so that they can lead their own communities, right? Because they understand, just like Oliver Anthony understands, like, people are starving for the truth. They're starving for people to get that are putting the truth out there. And when you put the truth out there in the area of your purpose, people rally behind you. And then you have this amazing opportunity to build community. Okay, and community is the most powerful thing that you can do as any business owner or entrepreneur. You need to get people to rally behind you. And you can't do that if you're not being purpose-driven, and you can't do that if you're not being a leader, if you're not being an example, if you're not being a giver out there in the world. And so I want that to be a lesson for you guys that weren't at the event, that are tuning in for the podcast episode today, is like, are you really being purpose-driven in what you're trying to accomplish, or are you just in survival mode? And I'm not saying, oh, squash your business, find something else. I'm saying, like, what is it that really lights you up about your business? What is it that you know it's giving back to the community? What is it that you know it's making a difference in the world that you can continue to tap into and lean into, so that when you're faced with really hard decisions, you can turn away from those decisions, or you can make those decisions intelligently that are for the greater good of your purpose that you're trying to build. And how are you showing up as a leader? Do you need help in that area? Do you have enough humility to get help and put yourself in situations to be coachable so that you can continue to level up your entire community? Because when you level up your entire community, you level up right along with it. The money will always show up when you're being purpose-driven and you're working diligently to lift people up with you. And that is just a fact, right? But you guys, like, my friend Jeff Lerner is such a great example of that. You've heard him on the podcast before, and if you were there, you've heard him speak. But, you know, he talked about that. He talked about being purpose-driven. And as I've watched Jeff grow, because Jeff and I started business ventures together, they didn't work out, you know? And, you know, we were just guys out there chasing money, right? We're out there just, you know, trying to get rich, right? And I've seen him create amazing success with things, but then him move on to other things until he found his company that has grown, has thousands of students now, because he kept going out in the marketplace and buying into these programs and getting this education and seeing what bullshit it was, or how it was just partial information. He's like, you know what? I'm going to create a community of people that need the real information on how to affiliate market and in all areas of marketing and what it takes to be a total entrepreneur, not just this one piece of it. And now he has tens of thousands of students, and he has this massive company that does tens and tens of millions of dollars a year. And then you got guys like Michael Burnoff. This guy is like, hey, like, I've been a student of communication my entire life, and I've been pouring into people, but I need to build a community around this, because he understood that communication is both internal and it's external. And if we can get it right on both sides, if we can communicate internally and externally, I can help change a lot of lives. Now he's got tens of thousands of people that he deals with, that he impacts every single year through his events and through his community, through his Zoom calls, through one-on-one, that he literally infects people with his expertise on how to be better with their communication internally, which then makes them a better person, which helps them then communicate better externally, which then changes their life and by default raises their life, right? And it's the same thing Ryan Stuman's done with his Apex community. It's the same thing that Garrett Gunderson's done with his community, right? Garrett Gunderson is a guy that tapped into the whole financial world, and he saw that so many things were broken, and, you know, these traditional 401ks and these money markets, like, they're such scams, and there's all these fees and there's all these hidden things. Like, I'm going to educate people to have a different mindset around their money, right? Become producers, start living their human life value. And he built a massive community around that. And he built that company up for years, and he sold it off, and now he's on to another level of that. And what is he doing right now? He's building his community around that. And so I want to share that with you guys that weren't at the event, because I want you to understand that those That, like, that is the recipe. And while everybody's recipe is different and your recipe will be a little bit different as well, you know, it's like that old saying of baking a cake, like they all take these key ingredients, but you can mess with them and you can make them your own and you can still make it really successful as long as you're not leaving out the baking soda or leaving out the flour or, you know, those key ingredients. And the key ingredients, you guys, of building something wildly successful for you in your life is to be purpose-driven, is to step into being a leader. And it is into building a community and lifting people up with that giver's heart. And that is so important. And like I told you guys when I started the episode, I recently, you know, dealing with my father's passing, I'm literally going into his funeral this weekend. And it's been a super emotional thing. And it's been hard to juggle it all with the event and everything like that. But like, it hasn't been as hard as it could be. One, because we've had time. We've had time as he's been battling his cancer to see what was coming. But literally a week and a half to 2 weeks before he passed, he told his doctor, "Man, I always wanted to go fishing in Alaska. And I've always wanted to catch a salmon." And it's so funny because I remember, like, I used to work with my dad. I used to work with him in construction, and we always talk about going hunting in Alaska, going fishing in Alaska. He had never been, and I had never been. We never made it happen. And we planned a fishing trip a couple years before to Oregon, and that couldn't happen, you know, because of his battle with cancer. And so he went to his doctor, and he's like, "Man, I mean, I always wanted to do this." And his doctor told him, like, "If you think you can do it, you should do it," right? Obviously, he's on really borrowed time. And so he comes to me, and he's like, "Hey, Do you think we could pull this off?" And I'm like, "Fuck it, Dad. Let's go for it." And we end up making some calls. We find a fishing lodge. We find something that will work for him. We find some guides that can accommodate to his condition, his situation. And we book the damn thing. So we're going. We're now committed, right? And then we get out there, and the trip out there was brutal on him. It was almost like he had dementia for the first 2 days, you guys. It was like, he was totally zoned out and wiped out from the trip. And I was like, "Oh my gosh, I don't think we're going to be able to do this." And his girlfriend that came along with us, she's like, "I think I need to take him to the hospital." And I'm like, don't take him to the hospital. He says he doesn't want to go. But, you know, as he was coming in and out of like being zoned out, he was saying, "I don't want to go to the hospital out here." So we didn't do it. And then she says, "I think you should cancel the guided trip tomorrow." I'm like, "Nah, I'm not going to cancel it. If he really can't go, me and my sons will go, and we'll still do the fishing since we're here. But like, we got to get him there." And so we decided not to cancel it. And it was crazy, man. That third day, and this was a short trip, you guys, because we really knew that like he couldn't be gone for very long. Like, we knew we had a short window, but we didn't know how long. We didn't know if it was weeks. We didn't know if it was months. But between everyone's schedule, we just knew, like, this is just a five-day trip. But day three, the guy, like, wakes up with all this new energy, all this new attitude. He's walking better than he's walked. You know, we went from having to lift each leg into the car from the wheelchair and wheeling him through the airport to where he's, like, walking on his own. He's doing great. And he's like, "Let's go fishing." And you guys, we get out there, and like, this guy just fished all day. We had these guides for 8 hours. We ended up fishing 7 hours of the 8 hours, and we came home with a whole bunch of fish. We had a feast. We cooked the fish at the cabin that night, right there on the Kenai River, on the fishing lodge or cabin, whatever you call it. But it was just like this whole new life was just put into him. And the next day, we had a great day. We went out looking at some wildlife. We visited some friends that were in town. And it was like a new guy, man. We went to some amazing restaurants. And the last day, we drove up back up to the airport to fly home, and he was completely out of it again. It was like God gave us a sweet mercy of him being able to get through those 2 days to fulfill like this experience. And the whole reason I bring it up is because it was an honor for me as his son to be able to give him that. And I told a lot of people before I went out there, I said, "Hey, I can't come to your event." I told my mentor, Keith, "Hey, I can't make it down this month. I'm going to take my dad fishing. I just don't even want to be called out there. I just want to be with my dad and my family, my sons, you know, my wife, his girlfriend. Like, I want us to all be really intentional with our time out there." And I tell people at work that And not one person called me, which was amazing. I was able to just be out there. I didn't have to worry about business. I didn't have to worry about anything going on back at the house. I didn't have to worry about anyone, like events I was missing or obligations that I had. I cleared it all out, and we didn't even think about business all week. We just spent time. And that's such an important lesson, because I wouldn't be able to do that if I didn't have this company that I've been building alongside of my partners, that we have a purpose-driven mission, and we constantly work on our leadership, and therefore we have a community of people, right? Between Easier Accounting and Real Business Owners, we have this community of like members and clients, and even here internally, like all of our employees, our leadership team, like everybody was able to step up to the plate and make sure like things are still running. And so to me, it was just like a full circle lesson of like, man, like the examples that we have, like the speakers that we had speak that day, you know, everything that's been going on in my personal life, like I'm at this weird new level where I can be so much more intentional with my family, not even just my dad's situation, but you know, my kids, man, and the time that we spend and the lessons I'm able to teach them. Like we spend so much time like grinding until we decided to actually really get intentional about the purpose we're trying to create in the world with Easier Accounting, with Real Business Owners. And we're constantly working on our leadership, and we're constantly trying to build our community. We're constantly trying to give and do it with true intentions. And it's like, now here we are. Like, have we arrived? No, we've never arrived. We're a work in progress until the day that we die. But if we do it with the right key ingredients of the recipe, right, we stay purpose-driven. We stay, you know, operating with humility when it comes to being leaders. And we stay trying to build those communities of like, from a giver's heart, like, we're going to be afforded these type of rewards that I was afforded when I was able to take my dad fishing, this bucket list that he had. We got my dad home in bed that night, and I was shocked. Like, at one point, I didn't think we were going to make it home. And then we take him to the hospital the next day because something's off. And the doctors come in with some scan results, and they say, hey, you're not going to make it through today. Like, you have hours left. And he was like, holy cow, like, I thought I had more time than that. And all he was able to talk about was how awesome that fishing trip was. I mean, he was saying his goodbyes on to people on the phone. He had family members coming in, saying their goodbyes. And he was just, everyone was asking him how that fishing trip was, because we had just gotten back from it. And like, he was fulfilled. So we were able to give that to him because of these key ingredients that I'm telling you today that you need to have in whatever life it is that you're trying to build. Like, there's all the extra ingredients you can add in there to make your thing. But those are the key ingredients that it's going to take for you to like really, really like build something amazing, you know, like, and that's what you build your mission off of. That's what you build your vision off of, is like that purpose-driven thing that you're trying to do in the world. And if you're not doing that, or it feels off, like, you need to reflect. I would say that is, as a leader of organization and a leader of some communities, like, man, I always have work to do, but we don't learn from our experiences. We don't improve from our experiences. We learn and we improve based off the reflection of our experiences. So if you're struggling, like, man, I don't know how purpose driven I am with this thing that I'm doing, it's like, spend some time reflecting. What is it that you can do to make it more purposeful? What is it that you can do to infect other people in a positive way, to be a light in the world, you know? And that's what I wanted to share with you guys today. I appreciate you, like always, for giving me your ear, and I hope that brings some value to some of you. And I just wanted to share that with you guys, because, you know, that's where my head's been at. That's where my gratitude's been at. And I hope that it helps some people that are in that stage in their business where it needs to become more purposeful. You do need to get, you know, dig in deeper as a leader, and you do need to start building your community the right way, with true intentions, you know? So Anyway, I appreciate y'all. I love y'all. As always, you guys, if this is a message you think someone needs to hear, just, you know, drop us a rate, review, share it, you know. This is a community that's very important to us, and we are building it. Real business owners, we're building this community with the same intentions that we build Easier Accounting with. It's like doing the right thing, you know, bringing people along with us, lifting people up. And so if you think it does, share it with people. Appreciate y'all. Peace out.